be remembered for finding the city associated with the Trojan War in Homer's Iliad. But his findings at Troy were consequential for what it told researchers about the Bronze Age, in the centuries before the Trojan War was presumably fought. In pursuit of further evidence of Greek Bronze Age culture, Schliemann continued to work at Troy, partnered in a dig at Tiryns, and opened up a few trenches at Knossos on the island of Crete. He was prevented from continuing his work at Knossos by inability to acquire the site. In 1899, the British gentleman scholar Arthur Evans acquired a small area of the site at Knossos and began the process of uncovering what turned out to be an extensive Bronze Age city. His excavations continued until 1914, were resumed after the First World War, and continued until 1932. By 1906, Evans had sufficient archaeological information to publish a chronology of the Bronze Age culture he discovered at Knossos, which he called Minoan. The name has stuck ever since. What the people who built Knossos called themselves is still unknown. In Egypt, dating from the period of the rule of Queen Hatshepsut, 1590 through 1550 BC, there are tomb paintings that show a delegation of individuals presenting tribute, and the individuals are dressed in costumes identical to those seen in the art unearthed at Knossos. Unfortunately, the surviving bits of the image do not name the tribute bearers, although later Egyptian tomb texts refer to a group of people coming from the shores of Kefta, a reference to part of ancient Egypt. Thus, there are no certain links identifying the Kefta with the people who built the city of Knossos on Crete. Evans' naming of the Minoans has been universally accepted as appropriate, even though it will never accurately explain who the Minoans were. Before Evans published a detailed description of the excavations at Knossos, books intended for a general audience appeared, describing the newly discovered Bronze Age, Mycenaean, and Minoan cultures of Greece. The entirely new picture of pre-classical Greece, with highly advanced architecture and art, intrigued readers who were well acquainted with classical Greek art in museums in Europe and America. In 1909, Evans published the first volume of his Scripta Minoa, the written documents of Minoan Crete, in which he recorded the texts of inscribed tablets he had discovered at Knossos. In 1921, the first volume of his dig report, The Palace of Minos, appeared, and it was followed by four other volumes. While Evans was concentrating on the rich site of Knossos, other archaeologists were contributing to the quickly expanding knowledge of the now-named Minoan civilization. In 1900, German scholar Federico Halber began digging at Phaistos in Crete, eventually uncovering a large Minoan city. Meanwhile, French archaeologist Pierre de Marnay worked at a site near Malia in Crete, and in 1901, American Harriet Boyd Hawes began excavating the Minoan city of Gornia, about 40 miles east of Knossos. Hawes brought the exciting discoveries in Crete to the attention of the general public in 1922 in a book she co-authored with husband C. H. Hawes entitled Crete, the Forerunner of Greece. The descriptions in these publications of a civilization which had previously been accessible only to specialists generated worldwide interest and created a new audience for the spectacular discoveries in Crete. The fascination of the public in Minoan civilization, demonstrated by the throngs of tourists that began to tramp through the several archaeological sites on Crete and through the Heraklion Archaeological Museum, is in large measure a product of two novels by the English writer Mary Renault. As an undergraduate student, Renault became